This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast. Hello, people. Welcome to another exciting episode of Rooted and Robust Podcast. I am your host, Ozioma Anyoji. This is where we inform, inspire, educate, and spur you to cultivate the skills you need for your desired goals and success. Today, we will be looking at confidence for public speaking. How do you build confidence for public speaking? That is a topic we'll be dealing with today. And I have a guest on the show, as usual, right? Yes, I have a guest on the show. I have the founder of Master Talk himself. Yeah, brother master to this one, right? Okay, so Brendan Kumarasamy is on the show today with us. And he will be talking about everything we need to know on how to build confidence for public speaking. He is the founder of Master Talk, where he coaches ambitious executives and entrepreneurs to become top one communicators in their industry. He has a YouTube channel where he populates with amazing content on the tools everyone needs for communication skills. So, thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Ozdi. Thanks for having me. It's such a great to be on the show, and thanks for taking the time.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's get into it. So can you tell us more about you? I know you're the founder of Master Talk, and I know you have a YouTube channel. But aside that, what other things should we know about you, really?
Yeah, absolutely, Ozdi. So my story started in university. So when I went to university, I went to business school, and I did these things called case competitions. Think of it like professional sports, but for nerds. So while other guys my age were playing basketball or footy or cricket or some other sport, I did presentations competitively. Mm-hmm. And that's how I learned how to speak. And as I was getting older, Ozzy, I started coaching students who were younger than me because they wanted to win these competitions, yeah. But we didn't have a communication coach. So that's how I learned the art of how to coach. Absolutely. That's how I learned the communication coach thing. And then as I got older, 3 years went by and I had coached 70, 75 people. And I realized that I was very talented at coaching other people how to speak. And that's why I started the YouTube channel, Master Talk, because I realized a lot of the information I was teaching students wasn't available for free on the internet.
True.
Right? Think about people in different countries around the world who might not be able to afford a communication coach. So I just said, oh, let me make videos on how to do this. Yeah. So I started posting videos, and then a few years later, it turned to what it is today.
Wow. And it's 20,000 subscribers strong. Or more than that, right?
Wow. Something like that, yeah.
That has really grown. Well done. You've really done well. Well done. Okay, so now I know what inspired Master Talk, right? So that's like a big inspiration out there. Today, I want to look at confidence for public speaking. One of the things I have realized is so many people know what to say, but they're not confident enough. So you have an idea you want to push out there, but you just don't know how. And that is why I think this is important, because the internet has made it possible that you can be at the comfort of your home and you can have an audience. But then there are still people that hold back because they don't know how to get out there saying what they want to say, you know, pushing out their message. Tell us, how do we build confidence for public speaking? How do we speak? How do we, you know, not hold back this message that we have?
What I would say is to keep things simple, Ozzy. Confidence means momentum. Okay. Mm-hmm. When we have momentum in something that we're doing, so let's say, for example, riding a bike. So when we were younger, we were riding on a four-wheel bike.
Yeah.
And then after we get better, we don't need the training wheels anymore. We have that momentum. It's like, oh, I could ride this bike. I could ride anything. So communication works in the same way. So we need to ask ourselves, what is the easiest way to build confidence? And the easiest way to do that, in my opinion, is an exercise called the random word exercise. So all you have to do is you pick a random word, whether it's a book, whether it's, you know, battery or a nail clipper, and you give presentations out of thin air with no preparation. Yeah. And what this does is it pushes you out of your comfort zone. So the first couple of times you do this, you suck at it. You're like, nail clipper is a pistachio is a, like, you're not very good.
Yeah.
But after you do it 100 times, 50 times, 25 times, even 10 times, you're a lot better than where you started. And that's how you build momentum over time. So the key to confidence is building momentum. Do the random word exercise many times, and that's how you get the result.
Wow. Wow. So I just make a random word. I could just say ambition. And I just, that looks tough at first, because what do I say? All right. So, but I get it. It's the practice. Like they say, it's practice that makes perfect, right? So it's the practice. Okay, so I don't need to think of, I can just pick up anything, even if it's not related to my field. That's what you're saying, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, and by the way, every time somebody starts with the random word exercise, they have the same instinct as you do, OC. They go, you know what? I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And every time I say, I always respond with this, OC. You don't get rewarded based on how well you do the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You get rewarded based on how many times you do it. I actually don't care what comes out of somebody's mouth in the exercise. I just care that they keep doing it and doing it and doing it.
Consistency.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what matters. And then you don't need a framework. You'll realize it's actually really easy after a few times.
Wow, wow. So it's the consistency that matters right now. Not necessarily the quality of what you're saying. But it's how much you can stay consistent doing this exercise. Oh, awesome. Wow, awesome. Okay, so there is something when it comes to public with technology. I mean, you are over there and I'm here and we are communicating. Now, does this exercise help even if you are on stage or if you're, does it help in a specific way or does it build you as a public speaker generally?
Absolutely. Great question. So the way that I think about it is communication is like a multiplier effect.
Okay.
So as you get good at one thing, you start to get better at all things. Let me give you a simple example. So let's say in a presentation that somebody gives, they don't smile a lot. So they're always presenting like this without smiling. So if I tell them to smile and they're smiling in their presentations, they'll start to smile more in their conversations too with their family. They'll start to smile when they're guesting on a podcast. They'll start to smile more when they're at work. They'll start to smile more in their meetings. So notice how that one tip, OZ, is now being applied contextually. So communication becomes a multiplier effect. So to keep things simple, communication is like juggling 18 balls at the same time. You know those juggling balls,
yeah,
right? Those
yeah.
different balls. So the trick is you don't want to try juggling all 18 at the same time. Eye contact, smiling, vocal tone variety, pacing, body language, facial expressions.
Mm.
Like you don't want to do all of it at once. You'll start to get stressed. Pick up one ball, throw it in the air, catch it. Just do smiling and then do the next ball, the next ball, the next ball. And eventually you'll juggle all 18.
Wow. I think the key here is understanding, first of all, that it's a journey. So you don't expect to be an expert at this just because you started the exercise today. So just like you said, pick one, then before you know it, you are all through to the end. So it's a process, and you must stay, just like you mentioned, consistency. You must stay consistent throughout the process, right? So this is very key. This is very key. As someone who has trained public speakers, what is that one thing that you think that holds people back? I know we're talking about confidence today, right? But that, what is that one thing that you think holds people back? Some people say, I'm not a master at English. Oh, my English sucks. I need to go learn how to speak English before I can learn how to present and all of that. But from experience, right? So what is that one thing that you think, this is where I think people get it, they get stuck at this? What is that?
Absolutely, right? Let's talk about that for a second, because I think it's super important, OC. A lot of my clients' second language is English, right? And they always say the same thing. They always go, Brendan, my accent. Oh, my English isn't good enough. I guess I can't do something. So here's a question that I got from one of my coaches, Beryl Solomon. And the question is this, and I'll repeat it twice. Are we making an excuse to do the thing or not do the thing? Okay, let me repeat that again. Are we making an excuse to do the thing or not do the thing? So there's two types of people in the world, Ozzy. The first type of person is always trying to make an excuse to not do the thing. Mm-hmm. Do I need to go pick up groceries? Oh, I can't. I don't have any money. Oh, I can't. My gas is running out of my car. Oh, I'm really tired. My legs hurt. And then there's another type of person who makes an excuse to do the thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, my legs hurt. Okay, I'll just take a car. Oh, there's no gas in the car. Okay, I guess I'll just walk. Yeah. And I'll get there. Oh, I don't have any money. Okay, I'll just figure out some job to do tomorrow, make some money, and then buy the groceries. So there's two types of people. So what's the biggest thing that holds people back? Mindset is a big piece. But I would say a bigger piece than that is incentive. A lot of people don't have a clear reason why they want to become great communicators. Let's use you as an example, Ozzy. You need to become a better communicator. You don't have a choice. And the reason you do is because you want to be a better podcaster. Yeah. You want to be a better podcast guest. Mm-hmm. That's the goal. So communication becomes a requirement for your success, right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right? So let me give an example. Jack Ma, I'm sure you're probably familiar with Jack Ma, right? The CEO of Alibaba, right?
Yeah.
Right? He has a very thick Chinese accent when he speaks mm-hmm. English. Mm-hmm. But my question for you is, do you think people care about his accent?
Not at all. Not at all.
Right. True. So why is that? Why do you think people don't care?
Because I think people care about the man than whatever his accent is.
Exactly. True. And we don't apply that logic to ourselves. Mm-hmm. So if we don't care about Jack Ma's accent, of course nobody cares. He's still Alibaba. He's a multi-billionaire. Yeah. Nobody cares. But so why do we care about our accent then? Mm-hmm. Why are we not self-conscious about other people, but we're self-conscious about us? So that's the key that we need to focus on, Ozzy, is wait a second, why do we want to master communication? So Jack Ma looked at his life and he said, look, Alibaba is going to do business with the US. Mm-hmm. So I need to figure out how to speak English. It's not about, what about my accent?
Sounds like an American.
Yeah, I need to do that. I need to be able to build relationships with Americans so that my Chinese business can do business with the US. And obviously Alibaba does a bunch of business with them. So that's key. So he didn't just say, my accent. No, he said, I need to figure this out. So that's the key. We don't have incentive, Ozzy. Why do you want to master communication? How would your life change mm-hmm. if you're an exceptional communicator? Don't just write that question down. Think about it, reflect on it. And once you find an answer, you'll unblock your communication.
Yeah, true. Exactly. So mindset is key, like you mentioned. It feels like if you change your mindset about how you see this thing, every other thing changes, right? So mindset is one. When you started, you started in high school, am I right? So it's been a long time, really. I don't think you remember some of the challenges you encountered. When you took on coaching for public speaking, what was it for you? Now this is coming to you because it's one thing to know something, it's another thing to be able to help others through the same process that you have gone through. So what was that process for you? Help, especially as a founder of the Master Talk community, what has that journey been for you? Coaching others through this same process.
Absolutely. Let me start with this, Ozzy. I had probably the most challenges around communication than most people. I know people will believe me when I say that, mm-hmm. but hear me out. You know, I grew up in a city called Montreal in Canada. And for those who don't know, Montreal is a city that you need to know to speak French. Oh. So my parents looked at me and they said, hey, Brendan, we're going to send you to French school because you got to learn the language. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know a single word of French. So my whole life, not only did I struggle with communication, I had to present in a language I didn't even know. So I struggled with communication my whole life. So trust me, I completely understand where people are coming from. But the point that I want to drive is if I can do it, anyone can. And then of course, when I started coaching clients a few years later after that, actually many years after that, I had a lot of insecurity. I mean, I started Master Talk when I was 22, Ozzy. You know what I mean? I started coaching. Yeah, I started coaching CEOs when I was 22. Wow. Sure, that sounds impressive. Yeah, that exactly. A lot of people go, wow. but the point that I want to drive is I was coaching people who worked in the company longer than I was alive. You don't think I was afraid? You don't think I was scared to do that?
True.
But the better question is, why did I do it anyways? Mm-hmm. why did I do it anyways? That's the better question. Because I had every excuse in the book. I was working at IBM as a full-time consultant. I was making six figures in my job. I was doing extremely well financially. I didn't need to do this. I could have easily told the world, you know what? I'll wait 10 years. Mm-hmm. I'll wait until I have a mortgage. When I'm ready, I'll do that. So why did I do it? Why did I do it so early? I did it for the 15-year-old girl who can't afford a communication coach. When I looked at the world, I realized something really quickly, Izzy, is that people who are 15, 17, 18 years old, who are really ambitious or really hungry, can't afford a communication coach.
Yeah.
But there was also nobody on the internet at the time until I existed that was young and also very skilled at it, where I had expertise, but I was also young, so I could relate to those kids. So if I didn't post videos, nobody's going to post videos. True. So that's what pushed me to press record. So it wasn't about me going, oh, I'm too young. It's about me going, no, these people need me. I need to figure this out.
Yeah.
And I need to coach these CEOs. I need to figure that out. Because if they don't give me money, I can't make these YouTube videos. I spend a lot of money making these YouTube videos and they don't bring me any money. I need those executives.
Free. It's totally free.
Right. It's free. It's totally free. Yeah. Right. I don't charge for these YouTube videos, but I spend tens of thousands of dollars.
Wow. You have taught a whole lot about motivation, and I think the why to anything is key. Whatever it is you want to do, the why is the key here. And that, I think, is the reason why Master Talk is here and it's pushing on. Because I don't think you're about to stop. I think you're here for the long run, right? So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So. But then, what would be your advice to a young person who is trying to take the step that you have taken, in whatever situation the person may find themselves? What would be your advice to someone? If I'm to rephrase this, I would say, what would be your advice to your younger self? Right? Okay, well then, what would be your advice to someone that is trying to go through this journey?
Absolutely, Ozdi. I mean, there's a lot of things we can talk about, but I'd say the biggest one that stands out to me is realize the following. You should either be insane or be the same. So what does that mean? You can either be like everyone else. That's totally fine. Okay. You want to be like everyone else, that's totally cool. Live your life, do great things. But if you want to do something special with your life, you want to do something really unique, really important, you have to realize that every single human being who does really cool things are really crazy. I mean, think about it. Don't you find it odd that I started a YouTube channel at the age of 22, not on pranks, not on music, not on rapping, not on movie sets, not on theater, but on executive communication tips in my mother's basement. And then I started coaching CEOs. But I still live in my mother's basement. Actually, the couch I started Mastercard is literally right in front of me. I do really well in my business, yet I don't drive a car. I dance alone in my basement every day for an hour. I can karaoke in 8 different languages. Mm-hmm. I love clubbing. And I'm in the 0.5% of top listeners in the world on Spotify for Justin Bieber. I'm a huge fan. So how does any of this make any sense at all? Mm-hmm. And that is my point. When every single decision that you make in your life makes sense to the only person that it should, which is you, you're probably making the right decisions. We're all crazy, Ozzy. It's just the difference between us and most people is that we choose to hide that insanity. We choose to hide that uniqueness. But the only way to do great things in life is to actually share that bizarre nature of who you are, because there's only ever going to be one version of you. So might as well express it.
Totally. I mean, there's no holding back. There's no restriction. Just express yourself. Express yourself. I like that. I love that. I'm all of that. I'm all for that. What has it been for you personally? What has the growth process been for you? There was a strong why you're on this journey, but what has the progress been for you? Has it been progressive? Have you learned? You know, has it made you go all out being a better person so you could, you know, communicate better?
Absolutely. You know, what I always like to say, OZ, is we are always most fragile at the beginning of our ideas, right? So the first 6 months of Mastodon, I thought it was a stupid idea. I mean, I was literally making videos in my mom's basement with the phone. Like, people can go watch my first YouTube videos. They're still up. Like, I wasn't really taking it that seriously. A lot of people told me the idea was dumb. They didn't really believe in it. But what happened over time is, as I was progressing, there was 5 people who really believed in it. And that's all I needed. Because those 5 people kept watching me every week. And they said, you know, your videos are really crap, Brendan, but your content's really good. So you should keep doing them. Because your content's really strong. You'll get better over time. And they were right. You know, yeah. I practiced for a year before I went professional. I practiced for 1 full year. Every single week, and I showed up in my mom's basement. I just kept doing it. But I got really good on camera after a year. And then when I went professional, I started putting real money into MasterTalk. The YouTube channel just went up really quickly. So I think what I would say is, like, the biggest advice in my journey, because I had a lot of challenges, a lot of people, a lot of university professors that I emailed told me it was stupid. They didn't want to share with my students. And I thought everyone in university was going to share my YouTube videos, yeah, like the professors, because we don't have any communication resources in university. Mm-hmm. And I was wrong. They wanted to be stuck in their own words. They didn't care about what I had, which I thought was really fascinating. But I think the key is, there's always going to be roadblocks along the way. Yeah. But I feel what really helps is having a small group of people. You don't need a big group. A small group of people who constantly believe and encourage what you're doing. They're really hard people to find. So you need to talk to a lot of people, but you also do need a lot. I just had 4 or 5 people that believed in me, OZ. And then after that, I would say, after I got over that, probably that 1 year hump of thinking MasterTalk was a bad idea, the second I went professional and I saw the results, I was like, yeah, this is definitely going to work. And then at that point, nobody could stop me. Yeah. But I think what I would say is, the first 6 months, the first year of any idea, that's where people are the most fragile. That's where people are going to give up the most. So I would say, have that accountability group to keep you going.
Have that accountability group. Now, about that accountability group, would you advise it's family, or it's friends, or it's just anybody that believes in you? What would that be?
Definitely the third, anyone who believes in you. Because we're all dealt different cards, right, OZ? There's a great quote by Randy Posh on this. He says, it is not the cards that are dealt, it's how you play the game.
Yeah.
And everyone's cards are different. My cards are, I got super lucky with some, unlucky with others. So obviously the luckiest card that I have is I was born in a Western country. Okay. Right, being born in Canada is probably the biggest gifts I've ever gotten in my life, because I can be a multimillionaire if I want to be, because I just live in Canada, so I have that opportunity.
Sure.
And you know, a lot of my family does support me. I'm really lucky. You know, my mom, my sister, my cousins, they want to see me win. I actually don't have a lot of bad people in my family, and I'm super lucky.
Yeah.
But I also got unlucky in some ways. I wasn't the richest person in the world. I didn't grow up with a lot of money. I had an alcoholic father. So we all have our cards. Yeah. But the way that we want to think about it is, your destiny is your decision. So what that means is, you have to look at your own cards and go, okay, who's going to support me? And some people will look at their cards and realize none of their family is going to support them. So what you need to do is, you need to take those cards, you need to throw into a fire and find new ones. You need to go, okay, let's build some friends.
Yes.
Because you could choose your friends. True. So that's what I would say, is work with the cards that you have and make the decisions that make sense for you.
True. I mean, it has to work. So we have to find what makes it work. So if it's family that makes it work, all of it, it's friends, it's anybody. As long as we have that community that pushes us, that makes it work for us, we are all out for it. Thank you so much, Brendan. Okay, so what do you have to say finally before we wrap it up? Confidence for public speaking. We've been talking about, you know, consistency. We've been talking about staying true to the journey, you know, staying true through the process and remaining there till it finally makes sense. Okay, so all of this, what will you say finally to all my audience that will be listening? So you.
Absolutely. You know, what I would say is very simple. It's a book recommendation. Okay. And the book recommendation is Thirst by Scott Harrison. Scott Harrison is the CEO of Charity Water. I think his book is extremely proficient in storytelling and public speaking. And the reason I always end my interviews with this book is because nobody recommends the book in my industry. And I think it's a sin. OK, Okay, Scott is exceptional at the practicality of everything we talked about. How would the world change if you're a great communicator? How do you apply the random word exercise? He's someone who has not just learned the knowledge, he's applied it and he's raised $500 million doing it. So I highly recommend people read that book, check it out, and use that as an example of what can happen if you master your communication skills. Not only will you be able to build a better relationship with your family, the people around you, but you'll also be able to amplify your impact in the world.
True. Thank you. Thank you for that recommendation. Thank you so much. I mean, if we're going to continue on this, we'll obviously need help. You know, obviously need things that will help us, materials. And I also say this, if you're out there listening, Master Talk is a place you should go to right now. Yes, I have been to your YouTube channel and I can say, Brendan, you have done incredibly well. And I know you are not stopping now, but I must commend you for the work you've done so far. It's amazing. It's amazing. Master Talk is amazing. Well done. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for being on the show. I am so excited and I am honored that you granted this interview with me today. Thank you for coming on the show.
The honor is absolutely mine, Osi. Thanks for taking the time for such a wonderful interview and keep being the amazing movie star that you are.
Thank you. We will keep working. Thank you so much. Have a good day, Brendan. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Osi.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, this is it, guys. Confidence for public speaking. If you want to speak better, if you want to communicate better, you need to start communicating. That's the key. I mean, you don't master anything if you don't begin it. So start communicating. The random word exercise is very key. Wake up in the morning and talk about water, talk about food, talk about rice, talk about beans, talk about anything. The key here is that you are consistently talking. You are consistently making communicating. Before you know it, you begin to make sense. And before you know it, you can hold conversations about other things, right? So this is why we call it a day, guys. This has been Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozioma Anyoju. I will talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Ina Indeshwa na AfriPods.